All right, it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. We're trying to talk with movers and shakers across Clinton County. And today we talk with Rodney Wan, Health Department Director for Clinton County. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, I guess first of all is that, you know, you got your call center going right off the top here. That's something brand new starting today.
Yes, sir. 10 a.m. is the first opening moments of it, and we're hoping to give some additional information to folks in the county.
And that goes 10 a.m. to noon and 4 to 6, right?
Right, initially, and the folks running it will monitor the calls and expand it accordingly.
What about the testing that we were that the county was after? They said got the funds for your department, and are those kits coming? Where are they, or what's going on?
Well, what we did get was approval, and what we have done once we got approval was to explore the possibilities of getting an account set up with two different labs, one of which was the RIA, which is Diagnostics, which is just located in Zionsville. We had gotten quotes back from both of those organizations, quite a wide range in the quoting price per test. They would be providing us with the swabs and do the diagnostic testing of it at the lab. About the same time as that was occurring, the private lab business got really big and got really busy, and we have not had a call back from them since. We continue to pursue that, but I think what's happening is the hospital systems in Indiana are grabbing up all that capacity right now.
So basically, we don't have, except for the hospitals themselves, you guys don't have any testing kits as of right now.
Correct, and we continue to explore. As a matter of fact, when I'm done on the calls today, I'll be back on the phones exploring some additional options that I've been directed to take a look at, and we'll continue to advocate for further testing in the county each and every day.
You know, we just got a call. We had a caller call in and said, you know, are our facilities ready to go in case this does happen? If we get a full-blown outbreak, are they ready to go, and can they handle some things?
Well, and I think you gentlemen touched on it. There is no facility in the United States that is ready for a full-blown outbreak. What we can hope for is that if a community bands together and cooperates and we have leaders that will work to organize what resources we do have, we can come up with some plans that will help us get through it. The biggest and most important message still with all of that in mind is flattening the curve and trying to make sure we don't allow that to happen in our community, and that's through social distancing and staying home, especially staying home if you're ill, because this will help us to keep our resources at the hospitals and the care centers from getting overwhelmed.
Okay, with that in mind, what are the main symptoms that people, if they think they have, what is the main symptoms that need to be, maybe you need to go to the hospital for?
You need to call the hospital or your medical provider first, but the symptoms are fever, a cough, and shortness of breath.
Okay. So basically your respiratory system.
Upper respiratory, that's correct.
Okay.
And those with underlying medical conditions that feel as though they may have those symptoms need to reach out to their medical provider as soon as possible. Those who have it and are not suffering from any respiratory distress need to self-isolate at home and monitor their situation to make sure it doesn't change, but to try to get themselves recuperated at home.
Okay, the president extended the social distancing for another 30 days last night. Is that enough, or is that just a start?
We hope that will be enough, but we will not know until we're probably halfway through that 30 days. Those that are talking right now say that this is probably somewhere around a 12-week type of scenario. And in that 12 weeks, it doesn't seem to want to peak until the fifth or seventh week. And right now, Indiana overall is maybe in its fourth week, and Clinton County is even further behind than that. So a month may not be enough for all of us.
All right. If somebody's got a question for Rodney, they could give us a quick call. We'll try to pass that along your way. Rodney, do you have any idea how many people have been tested in Clinton County?
I have. That's a moving target, but yeah. Right now, as of last week, I would say somewhere around 40 to 50 people have been tested in the county.
And we only have one confirmed test as of right now.
That's correct.
That's a decent number for, you know, that's more than you want, but I'm saying it's not as bad as it could be.
Sure, and realize there's testing going on of our residents in other counties, and now that private labs are involved, there's a little bit of a delay in that reporting. Private labs aren't required to report any negative tests, only positives. So those numbers won't be as consistent anymore now that private labs are involved.
How frustrating is it for you guys to, you know, not being able to be involved like you want to be and just tell them, you know, the private labs have kind of taken over for right now? Is that frustrating for you guys, or exactly how does it play into the situation?
It's been very frustrating. We are on conference calls twice a week with the state health department, and we have conveyed to them what our needs are and what our desires are, and we have conveyed our frustration to them, and I think we're going to see some additional answers out of the State Department of Health shortly.
What kind of answers are you hoping for besides you get your tests?
it's any type of support that will allow more testing in those communities that are requesting it would be a move in the right direction right now.
So, okay. Kevin, you got anything right now?
No, I think the phone number is a good idea there, Rodney, and hopefully that'll be able to answer a lot of folks' questions, you know?
Yes. I think it's a good tool to get, and this come about because, of course, our plan is to keep a consistent message out there with the EMA and our commissioners and our mayoral to make sure everybody's on the same page. And this tool will help us if we do have additional testing, if we do have additional information, and then to be able to get the most current info to folks on a regular basis.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to add that you would like to have out there?
Just the fact that social distancing works, that we've got to stay that course in the county, that every county in this point in time are going to be able to write their own history depending on how well they comply with that. So let's write a good history for Clinton County.
Okay. Rodney, we appreciate your time today.
Certainly. Thank you, gentlemen, for helping us get the message out.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right. That is WILO, Chamber of Commerce, Clinton County, leading in uncertain times.